G-minus 92. Gravesen Hotel, Ankara, Turkey. Billy Kendrick smiled as the alien transcript-reading patch touched his skin. The material was almost like regular fabric, but somehow wasn't. And the most remarkable physical property of the small patch was that while neither side felt sticky in Billy's hand, one became immediately and firmly adhesive as soon as it made contact with the correct area at the back of his neck. The feeling of coolness was somewhat pleasant, and Billy recalled how surprisingly easy it had been to remove the patch as soon as he'd wanted to, which helped him relax as he glanced around his hotel room and imagined the countless possibilities that would arise if humans were one day able to place transcripts of their own in their surroundings. A few seconds of thought left Billy unable to think of any obvious drawbacks besides the potential placement of irritating advertisements in public spaces, and with the upside so much broader, he thought this was perhaps something else that Timo might like to begin researching at the high-security Fiori Frontieri HQ in Colorado Springs. Billy then glanced at his hotel room's wide desk, catching sight of his phone and his open laptop. The computer screen displayed an aerial view of the Dortulu Tepe dig site from before excavations started, when state-of-the-art deep scanning equipment funded and provided by Timo himself had suggested the underground presence of a dozen distinct pillars. The first and only pillar to be excavated so far had already provided the incredible revelation that aliens had visited Earth long before anyone previously realized, and that they had directly communicated with humans using a cable almost identical to that used by the messengers. Like Dan and his closest friends and family, Billy now knew for sure that there was no coincidence in any of this, that the architects depicted in the ancient human carvings had granted their communications technology to the messengers, along with their transport-related technologies and thousands of years' worth of manipulative lies. No one knew how the world at large would react to finding out that a seemingly all-powerful race of giant humanoid aliens not only lay behind the messengers' technological advancement, but explicitly viewed humanity as a threat, and this was what made the situation so delicate. Billy had spent some of his long day gazing at many of the candidate sites, hoping to spot previously unseen similarities between Dortulu Tepe and one or more of the others in ravenous anticipation of managing multiple truth-finding digs at once in the coming weeks and months. In reality, he knew that the careful excavation and study of 11 more pillars at Dortulu Tepe would keep him busy and could reveal truths even more incredible than had the first, and his mind was positively abuzz with excitement as to what else might be found at the site. The entire area could be littered with artifacts strewn around the base of the pillars, for all he knew, or perhaps even deliberately buried under the feet of the ancient humans who created the detailed carvings an estimated 12,000 years in the past. The pillars only became at all apparent when the image was zoomed in, so Billy's computer screen was currently filled by a close-up view of one pillar's faint outline. He knew that some of Timo's most trusted employees had created algorithms to scan for similarities, particularly the resourceful and versatile Alessandro Bonucci, a world-leading astronomer by trade who had gladly performed all kinds of sensitive roles in recent years, but a stubborn old archaeologist like Billy, while supremely grateful for all assistance, would never fully accept that any computer code could outdo his well-honed instincts and observational abilities. Forgetting that the patch was even on his neck, Billy found himself drawn back into his potentially fruitful pastime of browsing aerial images from dig sites around the world. As soon as a broad view of the full Dortulu Tepe site filled his screen, however, the presence of the patch became immediately and unsettlingly apparent. In an instant, Billy felt a feeling of something close to paralysis as his whole mind was literally inundated with information. He saw, he felt, and he could have sworn he even heard data entering his banks of knowledge in a similar manner to the way he heard the messenger's thoughts filling his mind when they telepathically sent their words his way. Just like during his first time experiencing the sudden download-like influx of knowledge within the architect's abandoned outpost on New Kerguelen, Billy felt his eyes trying to close as his body and mind sought to defend themselves against the barrage of incoming data. It was the most remarkable feeling he had ever experienced, with this occasion just as all-consuming as the first, but but this time he knew that there was no physical threat from the feelings of rapidly increasing exhaustion and that the mental fatigue he would feel afterwards wouldn't last for long. So Billy fought with everything he had to remain focused on the invisible transcript on his computer screen. The incredible experience ended almost as soon as it began, having lasted no more than 7 or 8 seconds, and no sooner had Billy's eyes closed than he felt his body lose balance and tumble from his chair to the floor. His head stayed safely upright and didn't connect with either the desk or the carpet, at least, with the pain it was feeling being of a kind far less standard than anything physically caused. The pain still felt physical, given that his brain had been quite literally stretched to its limit, but this passed quickly, just as Billy had more or less successfully tried to reassure himself it would. The passage of the physical discomfort enabled the details of what he had just seen to sink in, however, and in place of pain, Billy Kendrick now felt something far more difficult to shake. Fear. Billy ripped the patch from his neck, glad that it came off so easily, and tried to catch his breath. Given what he had just seen, however, this was anything but easy. The architects hadn't just left a message on the surface of Dordlu Tepe for future visitors after the pillars were entirely buried, which was a highly startling revelation in its own right. The message itself was anything but positive. No one else knew it yet, but Billy did. While the architects may have wanted nothing at all to do with humanity in terms of interspecies engagement, this transcript showed that they had gone out of their way to try to ensure that human eyes never again fell upon the carvings and artifacts of Dordlu Tepe. In Billy Kendrick's stunned and still overwhelmed mind, this could mean one of very few things. His heart pounded ever faster and his breathing continued to quicken as he considered these options, and his entire being grew increasingly uncomfortable for one simple reason. None of the possibilities were good, and the one he considered most likely was positively terrifying.